AMB Detail Car Wash.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey about Phoenix, Arizona. Do you currently live in Phoenix?
Yeah. What are you doing now?
We are conducting a survey about residential developments in the area of Laveen. Do you currently live in Laveen?
Yeah, I live in Laveen.
Okay, perfect. And generally speaking, sir, do you think that the things in Phoenix are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
The only thing I don't like is the California prices that they're starting to bring over. So I don't know how to answer that. I mean, it was going real good in the right direction, and now it just kind of screwed up now that we got all these Californians over here. They messed up our economy, you know?
Oh, I understand. So would you say that it's currently going in the wrong track?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that.
Okay, sir. Just for the statistical purposes, may I know in what year were you born?
Sir?
In what year were you born, sir?
62.
1962. Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, we're black.
Okay, thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Laveen? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Laveen. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do a very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can choose any number from 1 to 5, okay? Let's start with more dining and entertainment options from 1 to 5. How would you rate it?
Oh, 1.
1. Okay. What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
Recreation opportunities?
Yes, sir.
I would give it maybe a 3.
Okay. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
That's starting to grow, so I would say that's a 5.
Perfect. Yeah. Then what about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I would give that a 3 too.
Okay. What about more good paying jobs?
The paying jobs?
Yes, sir.
You gotta say, because there ain't nothing out there, I would say 2.
Okay. What about better street and road maintenance?
The what now?
The better street and road maintenance.
That's pretty good. I'd have to go with a 5 on that one.
Okay, and what about and what about better public transportation options?
Yeah, it ain't that much help. But what it is, I would say it's a 4.
Okay, perfect. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm self-employed.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
Let's see. I would give it about a 4, too. Yeah, I would say 4.
Okay, so would you say there are too many businesses, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount for right now.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavín?
Just right, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will read you a list of businesses and stores or kind of stores in your area. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Lavín. Let's start with restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Would you say yes or no?
Yeah, I would like to see more.
Okay, and would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
So what now? Yes or no?
Yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yeah, yes strongly.
Okay, and what about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. What about doctors' offices and hospitals? Would you say yes or no?
No.
No, okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets? Would you say yes or no?
Yeah, you can go with a yes. You can say a yes. Is
okay.
That everything? Yeah.
And what about dollar stores and discount chains?
What kind of stores?
Dollar stores and discount chains. Would you like to see more, yes or no?
No.
No, okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And in your own words, sir, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Lavín?
I think we got just about all of the stores there is, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, everything is there.
Okay. Probably some kind of a store that there are not at this moment, like, I don't know, maybe cinema, movie theater, something of entertainment, or probably... any other
Definitely, I like to see more of that, you know.
Okay.
Thank you so much, sir.
How much of a problem is for you the availability of housing in Lavín? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Would you say that is a very big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
No, that's not a problem.
Okay. And what about the housing affordability in Lavín? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent? Would you say... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was about to give you the options. Would you say that it would be a very big problem, fairly big, not a problem, a slight problem, moderate?
I don't think that's a problem.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. And please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Lavín. And let's start with townhouses or attached homes. Would you say yes or no?
Probably no.
Okay. What about single family detached homes?
That's there.
Okay. Would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
I'd say yes.
Okay. And what about housing options for seniors?
Definitely need more of them.
What about multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
More condominiums.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how long have you lived in Phoenix, sir?
All my life.
More than 20 years, let's say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my own home.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you some proposals to address the housing cost and options in Lavin. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Let's start with repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you favor or oppose?
Probably favor.
Okay. And would you say your song was favor or strongly favor?
Say that again. Repeat that.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you strongly favor to that proposal or somewhat favor?
Yeah, it's pretty good because I got everything. But I'd say I favor it.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? Would you favor or oppose?
Favor.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
The construction, what is it again?
A construction of more condominium buildings.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. What about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, some homes, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Will you favor or oppose?
I'll probably favor it.
And what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multi-family housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Would I change the zoning, you think?
The proposal of change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes, would you favor or oppose?
No, I'd be opposed to that.
Okay. Thank you so much. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. We're almost done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
12.
Thank you so much. What is the annual household income, just an estimated?
$150.
Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yes, Dana. D-A-N-A.
Thank you so much, sir. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with these questions. Thank you so much for your participation.
Thank you.
Take care, sir.
Okay.